Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. The call-in number, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And remember, when you call in, go ahead and press the number 1 so that you can talk live to me today's episode, okay? 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again, guys, is 770-732-0244. Now, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, even corporate accounting, and don't forget, IRS issues. If you have an issue with the IRS, the guys at CPA on Duty are the best. So give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Those now, guys, I promote the show on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. And I'd like for you guys to go on the Blog Talk Radio, click on that icon there that says follow this show. Set up and follow the show. That way you'll get show notes and episode notes on a daily basis, as well as Facebook and Twitter. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can catch us on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. The Frank W. Show on Twitter. Now, I don't do a whole lot on Twitter. I must be honest with you. I need to get better at that, or I need to do more of that, but I don't. And I know these, like I say to people sometimes, because we run a business, okay? So I'm like, when you're self-employed, you do everything in the beginning until you get to be big enough where you can pay people to go on Twitter and do that kind of stuff for you. You know, and believe me now, I know some of these guys do Twitter themselves. You know, they're personally hitting the tweets. And, you know, I could do that too, but I don't think about it. Really, I don't think about it. If somebody would call me and say, hey, Frank, I sent out a tweet, then I get on there and I tweet something. But, you know, I don't know. Sometimes once I get off the show, and I'm being 100% with you here, that's the way I am. Sometimes when I get off the show, you know, I'm done with it. I don't look back or anything. Y'all with me? So, you know, I kind of forget about it until the next day as far as, you know, getting on here and talking to you guys and doing stuff with it. But I'll go out and I'll talk to people about the show after the show. But as far as putting tweets out and doing Facebook stuff, I be honest with you, I don't do that, you know, a whole lot. I'll go look at Facebook sometimes, or I'll go look at tweets sometimes, but I'm kind of trying to stay away from that, really. But I'd like you guys to go on there and send me something. I'm saying, you know, don't do it, nigga. I don't want you guys to go on there and send me something, but go on there and send me something, because I get, you know, messages about when people tweet, so I'll go look at it. Okay? I'll get better. Okay? Today's show, guys, the episode today, and the call-in number is 818-301-5834. And we've got great weather. I think, you know, we're going to get, you know, close to 60, up to 60 degrees today. We had a little good little rain shower early this morning, you know, after midnight, early this morning. We had a good rain shower, And that's going to move on through. The clouds are going to move on through, and we're going to get a peak of sunshine afternoon. And so, you know, it'll be in the 60s. Oh, it'll be 60 degrees here. All the snow's gone, the ice is gone, and everything. You northerners, listen to this. 60 degrees in Atlanta, baby. And I'm like, oh, you know, I want people to listen to my show. I don't want to jump on you northerners at all. But I just want y'all to see how we feel. No, y'all tell us how y'all feel, but we never respond because, yeah, hey, that's what happens in Atlanta. If you don't believe me, go back and look at all the other stuff. It's happened with the weather. But, blah, 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 you know, that's it, whatever. Hey, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, it's 11 below today. That's the temperature. That's not the wind chill factor. It's 11 below. Zero. I mean, I don't know how to stay warm in that. Y'all with me? But God bless you guys, and take care of yourselves, and keep listening to the show. I know that all of you, today is Monday. Yesterday was Super Bowl Sunday. And I know a lot of you guys had parties. I'm with that. I had a party here at the house, but it was just my family, you know. I invited a couple of people, but they weren't able to attend. So, you know, we didn't do a whole lot. We watched the game, of course, watched the commercials, loved them. You know, and there was a big Kia commercial in there. I don't know if you guys saw the Kia commercial with Lawrence Fishburne doing the little Matrix-type stuff. That was pretty cool. That's a new Kia 900. That Kia 900 is a nice car. I think it's going to be on these showrooms soon, coming up in the next month or so, maybe even sooner than that, excuse me. But the Super Bowl yesterday, the nightmare of the Denver Broncos. Hey, what happened? What happened? I think that everyone was stunned by the turn of events. I mean, the first play of the game, second play of the game or something, I didn't even see it. This is how fast it was. I didn't even see it. I had the game on, but I wasn't even watching the game yet. I didn't even see the national anthem. I didn't see the kickoff. I didn't see the play where they got the safety for the 2 points. When I started looking at the game, it was already 2-0, and Seattle was getting ready to kick a field goal to make it 5-0. I'm like, man, what happened? Okay, and if you look at the, I don't know what was the final score, 43 or something like that, to 8. So if you look at the board, if you guys were on these square, on these boards, on these squares, at the end of the game, the person with the 3 and the 8. 3 for Seattle and the 8 for Denver was static. Because, you know, if I had a square and I got a 3 and an 8, I'd feel okay with it because it is what it is. But, that's not ideal. Okay, y'all with me? Ideal would be a 7 and a 7, a 7 and a 3, stuff like that. 4 and a 7, 14-7, stuff like that. But 3 and a 8, but they got it. They got the big prize, you know. They got a win at the end of the quarter, so whatever the price of the squares were, then they got a quarter of that total pot. That was great. But the nightmare of the Denver Broncos, they immediately snapped the ball over Peyton Manning's head, went in the end zone, and they had to fall on the you come back and throw an interception or something. It was crazy. They lost the game in the first quarter. Okay, they were... You know, Freddy Krueger was just about to slit their necks, slit their throats. And I'm sorry about using that, but Freddy Krueger was just about to kill them in their sleep. They having a nightmare. And they just in the first quarter, man, we got 4 quarters, 3 more quarters to go. And we've already lost the game. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. You can comment on the game if you want. Okay? Or tell me about your party, your Super Bowl party, even if you didn't watch the game. So the Broncos laying there thinking they're just, getting them a good night's sleep. But they're actually having a nightmare. And Peyton Manning, if you're going to push, if you're going to get that kind of push on Peyton Manning as far as the defensive line, pushing in there to give him, to start to give him trouble, then if you can't get pressure on him, he's going to make good passes. If you can get pressure on Peyton Manning and hit him a few times, knock him down, whatever, then that's what you have to do. None of these quarterbacks, I don't care who you are, Brady, none of them are, you know, able to stand in there, make those throws and all, and be great without that line. Okay, if they can protect him, oh, he can put points up. But if you can't protect him, if they're going to get pressure on him and be pushing him around, knocking him down, yada, 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 then, you know, it's going to be trouble. From the 678 area code, the first three digits are 544. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Where are you calling from, and who's this?
Yeah, this is Dante calling from Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? Yeah. I just wanted to comment on the Super Bowl.
All right, go ahead.
I just want to give my comment on what I took from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it was just a massacre on national TV. You know what I mean? From beginning to start, from beginning to end. But it really was. I just from it. Just Peyton Manning. You know what I mean? His 1-2 record in the Super Bowl, his 11-12 record in the playoffs. I mean, in the Super Bowl he won, he beat Rex Grossman, who's not even a starting quarterback in the National Football League right now. So, I mean, it's like, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, right? I mean, hey, I give it to him, but I've been had an opinion on him, and that opinion hasn't changed. And it's going to stay with me, you know what I mean? He's a choker. It is what it is.
I put it like this. He choked in the playoffs.
He's a choker.
Yeah, he choked.
He's a choker too. You got a few other chokers in the National Football League. He's not the only one. Colin Kaepernick, he's another one. But I'm not paying the day. Yeah, I just want to throw that one out there too, because call him out on the NFC Championship. And not just that, the year before that in the Super Bowl, you know what I mean? He's a choker.
But I don't call Peyton Manning a choker. I'll call him a choker in the playoffs because he doesn't play well in the playoffs at all. I mean, I was almost like, they need to put the other quarterback in the game.
Oh, you were like that, wasn't it? It wasn't that bad, was it? I got one question for you. Who did you pick before the game? Who do you think was going to win before the game?
I thought the Broncos were going to take
it. And what was your score going to be? What was your score?
What was my score? I don't know. I thought it was going to be close.
No, it was going to be close. Yeah. Well, I had Seattle, but I had Patriots beating Broncos in the AFC Championship, so I was wrong there. So I mean, hey, it is, you win some, you lose some, but I definitely had Seattle last night. Matchups is something else. And he was throwing them ducks up there, and they turned the ball over four times. He threw two interceptions. One of them got ran back for a touchdown. And the linebacker got the MVP for that touchdown. So, he just stuck it up on national TV once again.
Right. So, you know, being the coach now, and I know it's Peyton Manning, and everybody going to say this, and you know, Monday morning quarterback, whatever, yada, yada. But, you know, actually my wife said, man, they might need to put in the other quarterbacks. You know, just maybe calm him down or something, because he'll make some horrible throws.
He was back there tap dancing like Gregory Hines. Cause they were putting that pressure on that butt. But I mean, right, I knew that pressure was gonna get there. But Payton lost the All-Pro left tackle in Ryan Clayton earlier this year to help him with that protection on the left tackle. So I mean, you lose the left tackle, I knew that was gonna hurt him eventually, and it came back to hurt him in the Super Bowl. But I mean, that's a hard piece to feel right there.
But I mean, when you look at how they beat New England, and they weren't missing a beat against New England. They look like a brand new team right there. They look like they were ready to go down and just bust somebody in the face. I mean, the way they looked against New England.
New England defense compared to Seattle is not even a good comparison. So I didn't think they was gonna do that against Seattle. I didn't think they had a chance to do that against Seattle, because I mean I'm always gonna take the physical team over the finesse team.
Hold on, Dante, tell me now, so you If New England had beat Denver in the AFC Championship and it was New England and Seattle, that's what I picked. Hold on. Listen to my question now. Wait till I get all the way through. If New England had beat Denver in the AFC Championship, went to the Super Bowl against Seattle, who would have been your pick for the Super Bowl champs yesterday?
I just said I had the Super Bowl coming out of, in my opinion, the Super Bowl was the NFC Championship. So I had the Super Bowl coming out of the NFC regardless, because the NFC is a better conference. So, I mean, either way, the AFC was not going to win a Super Bowl. I just didn't think that. I mean, that was just my opinion coming into it. I had Seattle and New England in the Super Bowl.
You were gonna go get your boy Tom Brady.
That's not my boy. Ben Roethlisberger is my boy. In my opinion, Tom Brady is the number one quarterback in the National Football League. That's just my opinion. But Ben Roethlisberger is my guy.
You know, Roethlisberger them, and I'll get back to the subject, but you know Roethlisberger them, he gonna retire before he go back to the Super Bowl.
You can't say that. You don't really know what the future gonna hold. I know.
If I did, we'd all be rich, bro. You'd be with me on the boat down there in the Bahamas if I could predict the future.
At the end of the day, my guy's a Hall of Famer. My guy's been in the 3 Super Bowls. He 2-1 in the Super Bowl. Only loss he got is to Aaron Rodgers in the Super Bowl. His resume stands for itself already. So I mean, his Hall of Fame is sick. But what I'm saying, he gonna build on that.
I didn't say he wasn't going to the Hall of Fame. I said he wasn't going back to the Super Bowl. I said he was going to retire.
But you can't say that. That's like saying Eli Manning will never get back to the Super Bowl.
What he got? What he got to work with right now, you see, over the next few years?
We definitely got some pieces to replace. We definitely got some work to do. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying you can't just say that this man is not going to ever get to another Super Bowl when Peyton Manning is 37 years old and this man played a Super Bowl yesterday. You cannot say that. I mean, you can't say that. I mean, come on, you can't say that. You just can't say that.
Come on, man, you know it's gonna be a few years before Pittsburgh get back to the playoff.
I don't know what's gonna happen. We barely missed the playoff this year. So I mean, I don't know what's gonna happen. If you get in the playoff, you got a shot. You got a chance to get in the playoff.
the way that Denver beat New England, I'm telling you now, the way that Denver beat New England, I thought Denver was going to take the Super Bowl.
Now,
of America, 55% of America picked Seattle. 55%
picked
Seattle.
What I'm saying is, for the future of the Denver Broncos, they got some problems on their hand because they got two free agents. They got Eric Decker and No'Shawn Moreno. Them guys are gone. So, I mean, I don't know if they're going to even get back. You know what I mean? And Seattle ain't going nowhere. So, I think they might have a little 5-year to 7-year run because they're young. So, I just want to throw that out there. But you can go ahead.
If they can stay healthy, yeah, I appreciate the contact, and I got about 4 minutes left. But, hey, I appreciate the call, man, and tune back into the show. I'm going to talk a little bit tomorrow about what's getting ready to happen in the NBA.
Oh, well, I can definitely talk about that because I already know what's going to happen. I mean, I give you my final pitch right now before I get off the phone with you. I got Indiana. And I got Portland and OKC in the West Coast Finals, and I really want to roll with my guy, my Portland Trailblazers. So I'm gonna stick with my Trailblazers right now, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna stick with them guys, and I'm gonna stick with Indiana in the East, and I'm gonna stick with Indiana winning it all. So I just want to give you that before I got off.
All right. Well,
all right.
You know that's. That's a tough one, but, yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow. I want to talk about everything that's getting ready to happen with the NBA.
Indiana just picked up Andrew Bynum also, so you just add another big man to that front line. So I want to throw that out there also.
Yeah, but he ain't no good, so that's just a little insurance if he ain't going to play with some extra beef
to put on the front line, you know what I mean? Hey. It's going to help. The man got experience. The man that won two back-to-back titles. I mean, just experience in the locker room. So we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. But we'll call in tomorrow. Now let's talk about the NBA and what's going on, what's getting ready to happen. All right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I will.
All right, but appreciate it.
All right.
So again, guys, like I said, you know, the way that Denver played and the way that Denver beat New England and the way they've been playing. I mean, they're the hottest team in the league. So, you know, you think they're going to score some points. But when they came against the best defense in the league, you know, that was bang, bang. And then Seattle had, you know, most of the they had the special team. They played better on special teams. They played better on offense, they played better on defense, and, you know, then Denver turned the ball over. So, with those four things in mind, you know, they had takeaways. So, with those four things in mind, that's a championship. If you can win in special teams and offense and defense alone, gonna give you a chance. So, hey, that's the way it goes. But join the show tomorrow, guys. Let's talk. I got some news that I think is getting ready to happen in the NBA. All right? Take care of yourselves, guys, and tune in tomorrow, 10 a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my dreams. Reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get my time.